Welcome back to another episode of Girls Stand Up. This is me and Amy, Aideen and Amy, joined by the infamous No Source Needed.
That was a great intro, wasn't it?
That was fabulous.
I was very nervous doing that. It was my first time, okay? Today we're here to talk about our worst dating experiences, but also like
dating in a modern age.
The horrors.
Yeah, in a digital age as well, I think. Yeah. And like, talk about, you know, what is a situationship?
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
We're all very familiar.
So should we start with that, or should we just jump straight in to talking about our worst experiences?
I think just jump straight in.
Okay.
Head first.
Who wants to go first?
We could start with one of, we got a load of like submissions to talk about, so we could just like chat about one of them first.
I'd be happy to share one of mine because it's god awful.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, so first off, terrible start. It was a Bumble date. So
Immediately, just don't go on it.
Yeah, it was such a bad idea. Because all she, and I don't even know why I decided to go on it, because all she'd do was just like be mean to me over text. And then when there was one day where I was getting the bus home and she was like, "Oh, why didn't you ask to meet up with me?" I was like, "I'm on the bus, that's why I didn't ask." And, she was like, "Okay, fine, whatever." And I was like, "What, you want to like go out?" And she was like, "Yeah, sure." And I was like, "Okay, do you want to get coffee there tomorrow or sometime this week?" She said, "Yeah, grand." So the day came, we went for coffee. It was far too long for one. It was genuinely so awful. I basically for like 3 hours, because I didn't go on many dates, so I thought that this was just like part of it, that I just get abused for like 3 hours. Then she's like, "Oh, you're nice."
That's not normal.
Yeah, apparently not.
What's her name?
I'm not saying her name, you dickhead.
Where does she live?
But what was she saying to you?
Okay, so basically, I used to have very, like, long, like, soccer mommy hair, kind of, like, was very, very funny to look at, and she was like, "Yeah, your hair's, like, just way too long, like, it doesn't suit you, your face is too small for it." She said that my shoes were ugly.
Why did you go on a date with this? That's like, that's insane.
She's the one.
Yeah, she must be. I gotta text her, man. She said my hair was too long for the size of my face. My shoes were ugly, and that my course was stupid.
I don't think she liked you.
Yeah,
just straight up.
I thought that was just like all part of it. It was like, this is like that, like, you know, this is like that kind of, you know, playful insults. Or
how were you replying to that?
I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh, you're so right. Yes, I am ugly. Yes, my shoes do suck. Yes, I'm gonna go nowhere in life." Like, that was, and yeah, and then afterwards she was like, "Okay, I need to go." And I was like, "Okay, great." And then she texted me later on, be like, "I kind of still like my ex." And I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
This girl needs therapy. Oh, like months.
Yeah, that was.
You found your female counterpart.
I know. Yeah. Found my arch nemesis, really.
Yeah. But like the absolute like horrible people that you meet on dating apps should be studied.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Especially Hinge, which is, I think, like, I've used Hinge in the past and I don't think it's ever worked out for me. But my cousin, sorry, do you want to go?
I got banned off Hinge.
See, how do you even manage that?
I have no idea to this day, because I went to
Do you want
to
know?
Because I was just like, well, for one, I didn't think that I was doing anything particularly remarkable on Hinge to begin with, and then that it would raise so many alarm bells that I would get banned off of the app. Then I was just kind of like, what is this? How does this happen?
What did you do, though?
I have no idea. You can't. It won't tell you, because apparently it's like a,
someone reported him.
It's like a data protection thing or something like that, that you can't know what you did. You just, and then I was like, what the hell? So I appealed it, and then it was like, no. And I'm just like, I'm still clueless to this day.
Trying to get closure from Hinge.
Honest to God, yeah, I couldn't leave well enough alone. I had to be like, "Hinge, please take me back."
I've never been on a dating app ever.
Well, that's good for
never.
You.
Wow,
sorry.
Jesus.
Wow. Never.
Yeah, I've never tried Hinge now, but I'm strong.
Don't
I'm very
either.
Close to it, to be honest.
No, don't.
Yeah. Give it a bash, I dare you.
If you want some advice, don't try Hinge.
Yeah, Tinder's great, though. So great.
My cousin was telling me she met this guy on Hinge like a few weeks ago. And he sounded like she kind of like a few like red flags, but she was like, do you know what, I'm just gonna give him the benefit of the doubt and just go on the date and see what happens. And basically he was like really like conservative and like sounded like immediately they sat down and he like ordered her food for her. Straight away, that's like.
Did he ask what she wanted?
I don't think so. Oh. I think he just like she'll have a like definitely like a salad now or something.
She will have the chips.
And the lady will have the mashed potatoes.
But anyway, he like it, she said that it sounded like. Like, it was literally like being in an interview, and he started like asking her questions like, who do you think invaded Ukraine? Who do you think started the war in Ukraine? I was like, do you believe in COVID and all this kind of stuff? And she was like, COVID was like 3 years ago. Like, yeah. Why are we still talking about this? And then he was like, what do you think about like wearing masks and stuff? And she was like, look, I don't like wearing them, but like, I'm going to, like, I obviously like wore them to, yeah. Because of like all the vulnerable people mm-hmm. who had been badly affected. And he was like, well, I think you should go. He was like, I think those people should go fuck themselves. And she was like, she was like, does this guy not have like a granny or like a someone who's like
grannyless behavior? Grandfatherless behavior is what that was.
Yeah, so I just think sometimes in dating apps you should trust your gut and not go on a date if you think that they're something weird. If there's red flags, mm-hmm. listen to the red flags, I think.
Yeah, or you know, don't hang out for an additional like 2.5 hours after they've basically said that you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, like what made you do that?
I didn't know what I was supposed to do because like I was just like, well.
You know what a human's meant to do, though.
Like, well, like, not really. My social skills weren't exactly up to par, like, you know, fresh out of 6th year. So I was kind of like, yeah, this is fun. I'm going on a date. This is cool. Told a few people. They were like, oh, like, you know, good luck. Let us know how it goes. And then I was just getting texts off, like, the lads or whoever after. Was like, oh, how'd it go? And I was like, abysmal. Truly terrible. And, yeah. But I just endured it. Like his character building was a byproduct of it at least.
Did you ever think of like insulting her back?
I don't. I couldn't bring myself to. I was. I think nowadays I probably could.
What would you say to her?
Probably just been like, what? You're ugly.
If she's listening, what would you say to her?
I actually don't know what I'd say to her.
Take me
back. I love you.
Text me, please. What even can I say? Because like, granted, yeah, like all that was said was mean on her part. It's my fucking fault for staying. Like, I could have left at any point.
Easily just been like, actually, this isn't working.
Oh, I have to go. Sorry.
You see, I say that, like, but I would have stayed as well.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's just like this. It's this fragility in us that we can't like leave well enough alone. Yeah, we're like, no.
But it's a date. That doesn't happen a lot.
Have you ever been on a Tinder date that's bombed?
No, I've never been on a Tinder date because I can't bring myself to.
Okay.
But I had a weird experience on Tinder once where this girl was French and I did French last year, so I started speaking French to her.
Oh, no.
So I never even told you this.
Okay.
I needed to speak French, and just as like a quick way to get a Snapchat. So I was like, after a few like French lines, and before I had to dabble in Google Translate, I was like, "Can I have your Snapchat?" She goes, "Not yet." And then what the conversation that followed felt like a French oral. She was like, "Where do you work? What do you want to do with your life?" And I was like, yeah. And then she was like, do you have a family? So I'm thinking, was she just looking at her French oral notes and I was replying with Google Translate?
She's definitely fake. She wasn't even French.
Yeah, just completely false. Yeah.
I did that once when I was in Germany. I was using Tinder and was like speaking like in German, but my cousin is German. So, yeah. But bear in mind, she's 12. So God, I was getting her to like translate things for me.
Oh dear.
Obviously it wasn't anything like inappropriate. It was just like where are you going tonight?
Can I just cut off saying you did higher level as well?
Like, yeah, but I still do German. This is only like a few months ago.
Yeah, you still do German. You couldn't tell like, oh yeah, he's asking me out tonight or anything.
Yeah, and I started using the Google Translate as well, and I showed her. I was like, "Does this make sense?" And she was like, "No."
Nicked.
But it's really funny because when I was replying, there'd like be a delay of like 5 minutes with me trying to get the translation right.
I remember, I think that happened when I matched with a Spanish girl on Tinder, and I was just kind of like, this is taking ages. And then I eventually got her Snapchat, and like, I swear to God, because she didn't, I realized after, she did not speak any English. Like, so I was just like, I was waiting, like, I was literally waiting about like 20 minutes per reply just for it to be like, oh yeah, good, how's your day going?
Okay, I have one more dating app story from, I obviously won't say the name. So, will I just read it as like a first person
Yeah, thing? Just do okay. it.
So I went on a date with this guy, and the next day he texted me and I couldn't reply because I was in work. And he said, nice knowing you, thanks for leaving me on red. And she was like, I was in work, I couldn't, like, I couldn't reply. And then he was like, it's okay, I only texted you anyway because I was using you to make out with you, enjoy work, and then just left it at that.
The audacity. Like, what?
Like, what? After one day.
Yeah, they went on one day.
How can, like, I'm sorry, how can you deduct, like, how can you deduct what you were getting out of one singular date? Like, what do you deduct for you? How can you deduct what you're getting out of a human being after one singular interaction and a bit of texting, like.
You're left on open for 1 minute and you just. Straight away, or like, nice knowing you.
I've never gone on a date with someone and been like, I'm like, oh yeah, I know what I'm doing. This, like,
like, even if she was leaving him on red, like, what does she doesn't know where we're playing?
You're not like, just like not... accept it and be like,
yeah,
okay.
Like, oh, that didn't work out.
Yeah, yeah, like, exactly. Cope. Like,
yeah. We were having this conversation though, how this morning, how like you can kind of like jump to conclusions before anything actually happens.
Oh yes,
we were talking about like you ghost someone because you think they're gonna ghost you.
Preemptive ghosting, yeah. Yeah.
There's a few times that happen, and then it's like a few weeks later you get a text and it's like, what? Why did you?
You do,
do
like
that?
Anything like to keep the upper hand and like yeah. not get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, but like again, but it was just a thing where this has happened to me like two or three times, and I was saying to Aideen this morning because I wanted to like get her opinion on this before we went on, and literally on two different occasions or three, I can't remember exactly, I've been told that like, oh yeah, but like you ghosted me, and I was like, I literally didn't. You're the one that left me on open. Yeah, but like you were taking like 2 hours to reply. I was at work. Jesus. I was, and like, look, can I go back in time and remember if my interest was, let's say, fading, like let's say in unison with my dodgy response times. And I was like, okay, maybe a little bit, but I mean, when I'm at work, I'm not really thinking about that girl, am I? Like,
I swear some people don't have jobs.
Yeah. Like, people have nothing else to do with their life.
Get a hobby.
Yeah, and it was just, yeah, and it's like, yeah, you ghosted me. I was like, I didn't. You've left me unopened for several months now.
What's like a bad response to 2 hours and badly?
Well, like, I don't know. Like, I think it was just, depends. I think all of them were getting pretty, yeah. like, sporadic. But then again, I also just go through phases of just not checking my phone sometimes.
Yeah. But I think
if
that's
you're not
like,
active, it's different.
That's like dating now with like social media and stuff. Like, you're expected to be accessible and available like 24/7.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it's immediately like, oh,
what's going
especially
on?
Especially with Snapchat, exactly. Because you can see people's yeah. snap score going up. You can see
and
when they're
we've
online.
All used it.
Snapchat isn't, there is no privacy on Snapchat. Like, I think if I'm ever texting someone in the future, I'm like, you're not, like, or like iMessage even, only.
WhatsApp
like,
is the way to go.
Yeah. WhatsApp is the best.
Seriously.
It would be, like, yeah. you know, like, yeah. it's.
Oh, you like can see when people are online on WhatsApp, like,
on it's Snapchat.
Different. They'll be texting work, like.
Like freezing your location to be like, yeah. make it seem you were online like 2 hours ago. And
I've
you're
done
just
that.
Like, you've done that. I've seen it.
What I've done, okay, this might be a bit insane. Like, I might have to edit this out, but I remember freezing my location at, like outside a guy's house that I used to be.
What?
Like, not directly.
That's toxic.
House, but, like, at the like petrol station, like where he lives, so that he thought that I'd be like, you know, around. Yeah, but oh, that's insane. I'm probably gonna.
That's insane.
No, you have to leave it in. That's too good.
No, leave it in.
That's
it's funny,
too
like.
Good.
Yeah.
No, that's insane. That was in my insane era. Like, I'm out of that now. So funny. Like, I'm okay now.
Now you're protecting your peace.
Yeah, exactly. Should we? We have a few. few submissions. From...
I feel like start with this one because I have one that kind of like adds on to that.
Okay.
You start with that one.
Will I say that?
Yeah, go
okay,
on.
Okay, so we're in Dublin for my cousin's like 20 or my friend's 21st. And basically, one of her friends was there, and he was like, they didn't really know each other that well, I don't think. But so I ended up like getting with him or whatever. But I was like so drunk that I didn't really remember most of it. And my cousin was like, yeah, he kept like hitting you. And I was like, like, it's funny, but like, it's not funny. Like, he just kept slapping me. And I just thought, like, I just
was it like on the face or like,
yeah, like just slapping me and like pushing me and like stuff like that. And my cousin's like, what are you doing? Like, just leave him alone. And yeah, that's
terrifying.
I don't remember. Yeah. And I'm still buying him shots and they're like, stop. 18.
He's like, oh, buddy, I'm getting slapped.
Dear.
Literally, I was like...
Was this also in the insane era, or is this, like, the other week?
Yeah. To be fair, you were drunk also.
Great. Yeah, I was
like,
absolutely
you wouldn't have done that if you were sober.
Yeah.
I would hope.
Yeah, no, I was just being so stupid.
I was talking to a girl who turned out to be a fascist once.
Oh this my god, this is the perfect segue, Dean.
Yeah, this is perfect. Go ahead, Alex.
I was in Germany a few weeks ago.
Oh,
and
okay.
My friend ran the bar. My friend runs the bar, so we had a lock-in and like a few people stayed, and I was talking to this girl, and she got really anti-immigration with me.
Oh no.
Like, really hated Ukrainians. And then... So I was like, yeah, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Like, and then like I went up to the Spotify and just played Bella Chow just to like scare her off. But then she started singing. I was like, you're confusing me. And then I was like, okay, I'm leaving. She goes, what? I was like, you're racist.
That is actually like the perfect
lead in.
The perfect segue. Our next topic. I actually was talking to someone who turned out to be like a Nazi, a borderline Nazi, I would say. So, this is so, like, things are about, like...
It's my favourite story ever.
Crazy. It's kind of a long-winded one. So, like, last February we started texting, we were, like, FaceTiming, like, all the time and stuff. And he would, but, like, every time we, like, tried to meet up, he'd be kind of, like, flaky. And I think it was, like, the third time we tried meeting up, I was just like, you know what, fuck this, I'm not, like, whatever, talking to you anymore. So I ended up, like, ghosting him or whatever. So then a few months later, he texted me and was like, I'm after moving to Cork. Like, I've been going to college in Cork. Like, you know, do you want to, like, meet up, go for food? First of all, my first red flag is he brought me for food. And guess where he brought me? The main rest.
Wow. Like,
romantic.
Your sausage, bean and chips, my lady.
Like, literally, I was like, what the hell? He asked me to go for food. Like, I thought we were going to meet on campus and, like, walk into town or whatever. Yeah. No, he was like, oh, come on, let's go in here. I was like... Like,
if, okay, at least go for, like, a Joe's and Bros or Noodly, maybe. Yeah. Like, you know, some
student center be better or worse?
Better. I think anywhere, like, you don't go to the rest.
Yeah, because student center is like, oh, let's just go grab a coffee and like chat or whatever, but like main rest,
like, because it is a restaurant in a way.
Yeah, but it's like
it's an eatery.
Like, it's not like a restaurant. It's,
yeah,
people don't come and serve you your food. Like,
Kev lurking around the corner.
Yeah. Romance is just the place throws.
You probably have to share a table with someone as well.
So first red flag, main rest. Second main red flag, just a very narrow mustache, maybe. Just
yeah, he did have a mustache.
Ew.
I love mustaches.
Yeah, but not on someone who turns out to be a Nazi. Yes. Like,
that was my point.
Okay. Oh, I get it. Yeah.
You know, if it's going in that way.
I didn't notice. I was like, where is this going? Anyway, so he started trying to kind of like being flaky again, and I like immediately blocked him because I was like, I'm not, like, I'm taking my peace. I'm not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So then it keeps going again. A few weeks later, he texts me. He was like, what happened? Like, can we talk? And I was like, okay. And this is where like we goes into like the preemptive ghosting. Like, I kind of ghosted him because I thought that he was going to ghost me. But then he was like, I thought you weren't interested in me. That's why I started being like really dry. And I was like,
I thought you thought I reacted, that sort of thing. Like,
yeah, exactly. So we started like talk things out, and basically I was like, you know, things are gonna, you know, this could be the one.
He seems fabulous.
Yeah, you know, I just ignore the red flags. I was like, you know what, let's just keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I shouldn't have. Actually, you know, I should have, because then I figured out that he was a Nazi. So I basically said to him, like...
That's a deal breaker, isn't it?
A bit of a deal breaker, all right. So I said to him, I was like, organize it, like, we're going on a date. We're going on a proper date. And, like, because, like, we're going to... Because things are getting kind of serious.
We're going to New Bear.
Where was he? Where was
that was great.
Where was he going to bring you?
Somewhere in town. But it wasn't on campus. Yeah. Okay, so. And basically, the night before the date, he adds me to his private story.
Ooh.
Right. Yeah, so
big step.
That means you're going to marry each other.
Yeah, literally. This means, like, we're a thing.
Wait, for real?
And I don't even know if I want to say this, but the title of his private story was, like, the swastika. And, like... Mm.
That's not an emoji.
I don't know how he got it.
Get a special keyboard.
He spent £3 on that.
But that's not all. It gets worse. Like, the rest of the private story name.
Yeah, it was like, it was the swastika, and then it was like, I don't know. Yeah, he literally had to get a special keyboard for that because it's not an emoji.
It's definitely like a green one with like skulls and shit on it.
You know the like, what's that sign in maths where it's like one's better than the other?
The greater than sign, yeah.
Greater than sign, and then it was like the gay flag. And I straight away was like,
yikes.
I was like, what have I done?
I remember waking up that morning something, and it was on your private story, like, this guy is a Nazi? Like, what? And I was showing my boyfriend, and we were both like, huh?
Yeah, and you were saying that, like, sometimes, like, we were talking about, like, boy humor is sometimes just, like,
That's not boy humor at all.
I don't know if you've ever like been around like dude. Some of them will just like drop a slur and think it's like the funniest thing ever. But, like, no,
off the top of their head, yeah.
And then it's just like everyone starts laughing. It's like, what? This isn't funny. Like, and anyway, so I blocked him on everything again, and then he texted me on like through my number and was trying to be like. Tell me that it was just a joke and I like, didn't actually feel that
way. No, but he didn't. He wasn't sorry. He texted you as like, you hardly thought I was serious with like a laughing emoji. Yeah, like, it wasn't apologetic.
Yeah, and I was like, it's not funny. Like, are you like 10 years of age? Like,
that's another red flag, using the laughing emoji on ironically.
Oh, yeah. 100%. But it wasn't
it run.
It was like the one, you know, that's like sidewards.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like that one.
Do that to me when I text you something pathetic.
Yeah, I do, don't I? I love,
I'm not feeling great today, and you just said that.
Yeah, it's I like that for irony, but then like the regular one, like the proper, like, you know, like the one you used to type on your iPhone 6, like that one is not a.
That's a nickname.
It's not.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's.
Do you have any good dating stories, perchance?
They're not interesting.
No, not me. Anyway, I have the most pathetic luck, the worst luck when it comes to dating. Yeah.
I have one.
And Amy can vouch for this.
Yeah, I have one to add on to this. Actually, it's not like, you know, no one's like a Nazi or fascist, but
that's good.
Great start.
But I mean, we're not not far from it actually. At the start of like first year of college, I stayed at this boy's house for like a date, but the date was just going to his house. So anyways,
turn off the Mandalorian.
So immediately as soon as I got in, he was like, oh, do you want a drink? Like, a red flag, but I was so nervous. I was like, yeah, sure, go on.
It was like 3 o'clock in the day.
It was like 6 o'clock in the evening or something. And we
hey, you want a beer?
It was like vodka.
What?
I was like, yeah, go on.
I got a bit of Pacin there glass. If you're
I thought you were gonna say like Rabina or something.
No. And then we went to his
box.
We went to one of his friends' houses for like there was like a bit of like a house party going on, and anyways, I got absolutely legnessly drunk, like, don't remember getting home. And then the next morning we were just like chatting and whatever, and I was like, oh my god, I like don't remember last night at all, I was so drunk. Trigger warning here for like sexual assault. He looked at me and he was like, no wonder women get raped all the time. And
that's
I looked at him and I was like, did you actually just say that to me? And he was like, but he saw nothing wrong with it. And he was like, yeah. And I like got up, I got myself, I was like, okay, see you.
Me the drink.
Yeah.
Holy
and
fuck.
It was more like the disbelief that someone had said that to my face.
What?
And he lived like.
Is he okay?
I don't know. He lived like a 45, 50 minute walk from UC, and I was like gonna get the bus to college, but I was so angry I had to walk to like calm myself down. And I was texting my friends being like, I'm gonna hit someone.
I should have hit him.
Yeah. But then also like that could have ended badly for me if he's saying stuff like that.
Yeah, to be fair.
He clearly
takes a lot of liberties when it comes to just, you know, women in general, it seems like.
Fucking hell.
I remember I like went, my friend was pregnant, you see, and you know when you get so angry you start crying. I went in and sat in her car and she was like, oh my god, what happened? Burst crying. So angry. Guys, I don't. You need to start laughing here. This has
no,
to
I'm
be
laughing,
funny.
I'm laughing,
like,
no. We're all laughing.
I'm just shocked. Like, pure shock. Yeah. That, like.
Shock.
If yeah. you. Oh, man. Oh my God. You wish you weren't a man sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, no. This is like completely different level. It's slightly more funnier than what I'm about
you have
to say.
You have to laugh at it because otherwise. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, you can't, like, change someone who thinks that way as well. Like, at that age, at
exactly.
that big age, it's like, just leave.
You're a grown man.
Just leave. Just run.
Yeah.
Just run and don't look back. But this is completely different. Like, this is, like, not even on the same level.
Go
but
on.
I just remember I was going out with this guy last year, and basically I was in his car one day, and he just, like, I was, like, I'm a funny person. I was making him laugh.
Yeah.
He was, like,
I'm
laughing,
great.
Like, I know, I am. And then he just turned to me, and he was like, do you know you're actually, like, really funny for a girl?
Oh, God, humbled. That's so bad.
It's giving me my best material, and that's what you said.
Yeah, like, you could have just said, you're actually really funny. Mm. Just, like, left.
Yeah, that. Leave the for a girl for another time. Like,
yeah, it's the way that they just, like, say it off the top of their heads. Like, no, there's no, like, filter
like
there at all.
They think they're complimenting you, and it's just, like...
Yeah.
Or you're not
could
like other
like
girls.
A backhanded compliment kind of thing as well.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
you know,
maybe he meant well.
Yeah,
maybe he's. You should give him a text.
Creep.
I think.
Yeah, but this guy, he was also insane.
Insane,
so.
Clinically insane. I would actually say.
Yeah.
We won't go there.
Yeah, I don't want to go into that right now. That's just, that could a whole podcast topic. Could
yeah,
be dedicated
no.
to him. So
I mean, like, I like God. I think I'm bad at talking to women. Sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
and then you hear these stories. Like, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, there is on a number of occasions there's been like this one girl who I've been on a date with one time, and I'm very bad at. Talking to her anytime I see her since, and I always end the conversations with being like, "All right, fuck off." it's all I can bring myself to say because she's just very intimidating. I'm just like, "Okay, yeah, fuck off, home. Go on, leave me alone. Bye." That's all I can do. She's so lovely, and I've asked her to go for coffee since, and I just couldn't do it then afterwards.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, no, it's pretty lame, I won't lie.
Yeah.
But just, you know, just go and fuck off. Like,
can I just say, do you know the way sometimes you're like say something like meaning well, and then like actually like comes off like really badly? Like, this is completely unrelated to dating, but one time I was working, I used to work in like a suit shop, and this guy came in and he was like buying like he had like four or five white shirts, and I was like, yeah, like commission, like gonna get the commission off that. And I was like, just chatting away, I was like, oh, like going to a wedding, are you? And he was like, no, funeral. I just looked at him and I was like, oh, Lord, sorry.
Yeah, I remember I was
like,
working...
what do you say?
Same kind of thing. I was working with someone and I was like, oh, do you still live with your parents? And she just goes, I don't have parents. Oh. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I remember that happened in when we were in school. One of the lads in our year, Aideen, he was like... It was actually in German. It was like, for some reason, we're trying to learn birthdays and talk about your parents' birthdays. And then he was like, I don't know my dad's birthday. And then I was like, how come you don't know your dad's birthday? And he just goes, well, you know, I haven't seen him since I was four. And I was just like, oh, fuck. Good God almighty.
Yeah, he's like setting that up, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Surely if he set it up like that, then surely he can joke about it.
Yeah.
Do you want to say his name? I can crop it out.
No, I'll say it to you later.
Just text him.
But yeah, no. You always try your best, don't you? Just to be nice, and then
it doesn't
work, does it?
Should we go back to the topic of situationships?
I feel like we should.
So
one of these
submissions was fellow victim to a 16-month long situationship that has permanently altered my love life and my life.
But, like, do you ever see those TikToks as well? And it's, like, getting out of, like, a 6-year relationship and it's, like, no reaction. Then, like, a 4-month situationship and it's, like, the end of the world.
They're soul-destroying. Like, I'm never going to fully
Jesus.
If you're getting out of a 6-year relationship, you're like, yeah, I'm done anyway.
Yeah. But I feel like when you're in a situationship, there's so much that, like you don't communicate with each other.
Not
you
at all.
And you don't know what's the etiquette of communicating.
Yeah.
Like,
and
you know.
I feel like when it ends, then it's like there's so much unanswered questions, I suppose. Mm. And it's even worse if you've been in a situationship for so long and then after it ends, or it doesn't even end, and then like 2 weeks later you see that he's been tagged in another girl's Instagram and they're out for cocktails. Oh. And 2 weeks later after that, he turns out to have a girlfriend. Yeah. It's not a personal story.
For example.
Just off the top of my head here.
just to play the devil's advocate, you know?
Yeah, you never know what might happen.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, guys, watch out.
I feel like people who get into situationships are just like looking for a filler until... Not to offend anyone here, but until like something...
to offend all the single people in this room that aren't you.
Until like... Because like if you want to commit, you would.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
But it is the truth. Yeah. Like,
oh, fucking... That was, like, twist really that knife, girl. Twist the knife, Amy.
I'm not trying.
You not think like situationships can lead to relationships?
They should after like a... regular amount of time, like a few months. But if you're in a 6 year situationship, I saw someone on TikTok who was like, just got out of a 6 year situationship. What?
That's a relationship at that stage.
Yeah, that's
you're kidding yourself, like.
Yeah, because we actually mentioned that in our first live episode. We were talking about our own love lives and how
what an existing thing.
Yeah, and what a great idea that was to elaborate on. But I actually asked that question. It was kind of like. Like, what is it? What do you think? You don't count here, but like, what do you think? what do you think is like it takes to be like, oh no, I actually want a relationship with this person and I don't like the situationship anymore?
You just know.
You just know.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there has to be a bit of jealousy or something like that? Do you need to feel something kind of rotten to then be like, nah, I gotta.
I think within like 2 or 3 dates, you kind of know where you want it to go.
I was listening to Tinks. She's like a dating like expert and she's. Yeah, you need it.
No, but about
she
her.
Said that like when you go on a date with someone, like you kind of decide in the first like half an hour of that date like what box they go into, like whether it's just like the hookup box, the dating box, and then it's like you don't want anything else to do with this person. And I think that's kind of
yeah,
you
kind of
know straight away, like really if you want to keep seeing this person. I know Kian doesn't look like he agrees.
No, I just
haven't met anyone you want to see.
Yeah, I just haven't met anyone where it's just kind of like, ah, girlfriend. Like, oh God, I shouldn't have said that. It's fine. It's fine. I don't know. It's just like, you know, when you're just like, it's just so hard to be like, yeah, no, I'm in it this time. Because you're not, are you? Like, you're just there being like, just wait another while. One more date. I'll make up my mind then.
Do you actually want a girlfriend?
I have no idea.
That's okay.
Ah, fuck off, Alex. Fuck off.
Send him the laughing emoji there.
Oh God, I wasn't expecting this to like to have like a vulnerable side to me today. I thought I was just going to be laughing at Alex for all of his miseries.
No, we're psychoanalyzing today.
Yeah. This is actually an intervention. We've actually just like secretly led you in.
It's not even recording.
Oh shit. I'm just gonna But yeah, I think for me anyway, situationships, if it goes longer than 2 or 3 months, it's like, like my mom says, you either shit or you get off the pot. Like,
yeah. That's good.
You need to make a decision after.
We've got to respect that.
Yeah.
But like, that's what I meant. Like, you know after that time, and if you keep like continuing to see that person, you're just using them as a filler until something better comes along.
Is there anything wrong with that if you both want that?
Yeah. But if
you both want that, but like, I listened to one of your episodes last night and you were talking about how like one person is always going to want more than the other.
Yeah, I
completely agree with that. And for me, I was that person, and then look where it led me. So,
but had ye like communicated that like this was always just going to be casual?
No.
Okay.
Well, that seems to be problem numero uno.
Yeah, but that's a tough thing to bring up.
It is.
It's just like, well, hey, before we get into it, are we casual?
Well, that's what you do, but you do it before anything happens.
Yeah, but it went too far before you could bring up that conversation.
How long was it?
A year.
Oh.
Okay.
But then when I did bring it up, it was like, oh, but like, I like how things are at the moment. And then I knew it was like,
yeah,
it's not like, going anywhere.
One year into going out. So what are we? Yeah, no, that's.
Oh God, that's so embarrassing. As I've learned from my mistakes, okay.
I have to say, admirable that you've been able to, like, push through a whole year of that. Because, like, yeah, my longest relationship, like, actual relationship was, like, 6.5 months. So, yeah, respect to you all for...
You had a great time.
Yeah. Respect to you all for, you know, getting through that, getting through half a year, basically, over that.
Yeah, that was traumatizing.
It's rough out there.
It was traumatizing, Yeah. But look, we're at the other side of it now, so...
Yeah, you're happy. I don't know what you're laughing at.
It's nice to, like, talk about this, but not actually be affected by it.
Like, lucky for you.
But I feel like I can give, like, an objective opinion.
Yeah,
because probably, yeah.
I've also never gotten myself in one of those situations.
I haven't either, like, properly.
Yeah.
Like, not more than a week.
Yeah. Does that count as a situationship?
No, that was me being like, what are we? And she goes, I don't want to see you anymore.
That's worse. That's worse than being stuck in a year-long situation.
Oh,
I'm
dear
sorry.
Boy.
That was meant to get more of a laugh. No,
I just kind of a pity that.
Yeah.
No, because, like, I know about that, obviously, but he's just never said it that way before.
It's essentially what it was.
It was longer than a week. It was, like, 2.
A week and a half.
You have to credit her honesty, though, and she was like, I'm not going to lead you on. I'm going to...
Alex, you should thank her.
Yeah. She's a real one. She ghosts you, you know. She let you know. I don't want
to
see her.
Nah, to be fair.
I wish I had her. What's the word for
her?
Her
clarity.
Her communication skills.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one. Like, I feel like communication is what's lacking in, like, all these situations. Like, no one.
That's big why time. Every relationship ever failed is lack of communication.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Do we have any other ones?
I think we did. I would
put that one up.
This one?
Yeah, I would say it. Why not?
Okay.
Tell me to say it.
Can I read it?
Got with 3 guys on the same GA team within the same weekend and caused havoc.
Oh, I respect that so much.
Ticking off the team sheet while like an absolute king, honestly. That's brilliant.
You have to do it. You have to do it.
Oh, I wonder what GA team was. What would be a really funny GA team for it to be?
Like Skibbereen or something.
McCroom.
Yeah. Like Napier Shiggs or something like that. They all start baiting each other. Hey, she's mine!
I loved her. And you ruined it.
You took everything from me. Yes, just gets all Shakespearean in the North Side accent. My heart yearns.
You pour pestilence in my ear.
I am a tree that will never see the sun again.
Beware, my lord of envy.
How do you know all these quotes? Like,
oh, the meanings are in English. You just came really in close.
Mine are off the head, man. I'm just thinking.
Jesus. Okay, this one is quite funny, actually. I was going for food with a guy that he tried to have sex with me in a local school park.
The best part of that is local.
You know, I don't want to be driving around too much, so petrol's going up, like.
Like the principal's just in his office.
No. But, like, that goes back to, like, modern-day dating. Like, it's literally, like, let's go for a spin.
Oh.
We don't have licenses, so we make it. We make the effort.
Yeah.
That's nothing worse. Like, do you want to go for a spin? Like, no, I don't.
Have you ever been for a spin?
Yeah.
I haven't, actually.
Yeah.
I would always say no to that.
I would never, never ask a boy if he wanted to go for a spin. Never.
I think it'd be really funny though to do it. I think it'd be really funny to be someone that's like, because like, look, I'm always in the passenger seat anyway. But like, it's just
unless we were actually like going on a date.
Wait, no, I didn't ask. I was talking to someone and he was like, we should go for a spin. I was like, okay. He was like, so pick me up.
Setting like, down the terms, respect, man.
Like,
fucking respect.
Okay, it never actually
happened. That's how you do it.
He was like, Can we go for a spin? And then he just gets you to drop you off somewhere.
Like, it's
Clef
so...
me in 2 hours.
So humiliating. Like,
we're going to spin, yeah. I'm in town right now.
The boss is being a bitch. Like.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Okay,
it didn't happen. But looking back, I think I probably would have at the time. This was, like, also 2 years ago, so okay. I'm a different person now.
Mm.
But... it's so humiliating.
That's
Do you think he would have given me money for D, though?
That's a contentious topic with us, isn't it?
I did give some...
If I was to get picked up, I would be happy to give petrol money. I feel like that's a fair trade. Or at least, you know, like, buy him a snack or something. you know, I think that's always nice.
I think it...
I mean, you know...
Yeah, like, I feel like if someone was like, oh, I'm going to the shop, if we go to the shop and they're going to get something, like, oh, I'll get you something,
or
like,
for
the lift
or
whatever.
Or something.
Yeah, I think that's a fair trade, but I wouldn't go around, like, asking, if we were just going down to the shop, like, or dropping someone home, like, I wouldn't be like, you owe me, like, 10 euro for petrol.
One of my buddies, one time he was going over to a girl's house and he was, like, apparently he was supposed to come over, like, an hour beforehand, but he was, like, late and he, like, was, like, hanging out with his friends, his other buddies from college or something, and as an apology, he went into the shop, bought her 7 Up, went up, got the elevator up, was like, here you go, sorry. He gave the 7 Up as a peace offering.
That's good. That's
like
funny.
Flowers
though.
Or something.
I think, because I asked him about it, I was like, "Why did you get it?" And she was like, "I don't know. I saw like a load of 7 Up in her room the other day. I thought it'd be funny if I bought her one more."
Where did you get 7 Up? They didn't have Tenor.
What would you do if someone gave you 7 Up as an apology?
I feel like, thanks, but like...
Well, like, it wasn't he wasn't even, like, apologising for anything big. It was just, like, I think it was just a thing where, like, I don't know, probably just another, like, miscommunication. It was like, oh, yeah, sorry, I was, like, actually going to go meet the lads and then I was going to come over or whatever like that. So it's, like, early in the day as well. He just goes up and he's just like, here you go.
Do you know what? Now that I think about it, that would probably work on me.
Really?
If someone gave me a bottle of 7 Up, because then I'd be like, oh my god, they thought about me.
Wow.
Oh my god, they like thought about me when they were in the shop.
Oh jeez, Aideen, the bar is down there.
Oh, the
like.
On the floor.
Bring it up.
Hell, actually, yeah.
The bar's in hell. Yeah, no.
Oh, you ever been left undelivered for like weeks at a time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is right now.
Yeah.
At that stage, it's just like, no, but being undelivered, that can drive you insane.
Yeah.
I'd have done some insane things, like spamming your Instagram or your Snapchat story with like videos of just trying to get their attention.
No, I just left it until it was like too embarrassing to come back from. And I said, okay, I have to block you now.
Yeah.
See, I've never...
Did you not just leave it, like, block?
I've never been a blocker.
I only have, like, 20 people on my Snapchat at all times. So I'm like, I can't have that constant reminder. Like, if you, like,
rotation.
Scroll down through all your people and it's, like, left undelivered, like, 4 months ago, that would send me into a spiral.
I don't know what it is. I've never been a blocker. I don't know. Is it
That's a man thing. Men, like, don't block. Oh,
yeah.
She's done something insane. She is, like... She loves the block button.
The queen blocker, like.
I get trigger happy with that button.
Yeah, like I could say, like, if I was talking to someone, I'd be like, oh my god, they did this, you were block. They don't even get a chance.
What's the least you've blocked someone for?
Yeah, what's the smallest thing you've ever blocked someone over?
I added someone, because, like, I went through, like, I think I was going into sixth year, and I was like, I don't talk to any of these people, I'm just going to remove them all.
Fair.
And then I would get drunk and, like, add back someone I wanted to talk to, and then it would be the morning after.
Ah, yes, you did.
And they'd be like...
Talked about this last week, I remember.
There'd be, like a snap that's, like waiting to be open, and I would just go, block.
Those poor guys.
You know what? They actually probably deserved it, to be fair.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it to anyone nice.
Yeah, obviously.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. More than likely.
Yeah, we were what were we saying last night? Bring back blocking.
Yeah.
Bit of alliteration for you there.
I love it.
Yeah,
I support.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like so much effort. I can just stop talking to someone. And
ghost them.
Yeah, and also
sometimes I actually like need to like unfollow them or like mute them just because
I've unfollowed before. Yeah,
I've muted definitely. Yeah,
but you also have, like, if you see them like in a like their story or something or on Instagram, like they just come up in your feed and it's like that constant reminder.
I'm so nosy though.
Yeah,
I'm so like, what are you up to right now? Fucking, oh, really? Him? Seriously? Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm talking. than him. I'm definitely taller than him. Is how tall is he? Is that okay? Try, what kind of door frame is that? Yeah, I think I'm.
Oh, I know where he is. I'm so like, I know where he's in.
Yeah. Oh wait. Yeah. Oh, you're in the hub. Okay. Cool.
Looking at their friends' stories and be like, Nana. Or like, oh my god, I think that's his head in the background.
Oh my
that's
god.
His shoes. That's his.
I know that fleece. I know it.
This is like when you saw someone on Be Real and you're like, they're in the rock. I'm gonna go fight them.
This is why I love Be Real, because like in the moment you know where they are, their location is literally on the top. Yeah, and I'm like,
this is you are getting ready.
I was ready. You my were already swinging before I even.
We literally had to
physically be like, you're not going in there. I think that was actually the Nazi guy, was it?
It was. Yeah.
That's
it was.
Fair, though,
yeah. Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah.
You can't help but just be like, why I oughta.
Why I oughta. Yeah.
Yeah, do a proper Popeye like stance, just like, hey, come on now.
Not so tough now, Nazi, huh?
Yeah, and he was like 6'3" as well, and I'm gonna be like,
I feel like you would have taken him as well.
Really? Oh, the anger you were in.
Never underestimate female rage.
No,
I've never.
I've never experienced it and have it like, you know, like it's never been like shot onto me. But I know not to respect it. Mm-hmm. You must. You're scary.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I prefer when it gets to that kind of thing. If someone's really pissed me off, I just prefer to like go silent because I feel like that's. I don't want to embarrass myself by like releasing my rage.
Yeah.
You know?
There are two wolves inside me. One of them is screaming and the other one is just sitting in the corner, just vaping.
I love when it's like there's two wolves inside of everyone and one is like locked in and tweaking. And that's me. Like.
There are two wolves inside me. They're both kissing.
I see that one.
I think that I say that on the radio one day. Yeah. Everybody said it in here. I just remember never seen his face go so red. There is nothing better than when I catch him out and I say something that I know he doesn't want me to. Did you see what I captioned Tuesday's episode?
No.
Oh, I titled it. It was like, we talk about the best days of our lives. Very wholesome, very nice. Kian still found a way to stress out Alex. Enjoy. Oh, yeah.
Just plugging your own episode there, guys.
Yeah, no source needed every Tuesday. Every 4 to 5.
That's how it is. I was about to say 3 o'clock. Don't listen to that.
Yeah. Do we have anything else? I feel like we've.
What do we think is the future for like long term relationships?
I'm trying to think. I think that they're gonna start becoming. I don't know. I think everyone's just gonna stop talking to each other eventually.
So fair.
Yeah.
What about marriage?
Oh, like marriage. I feel like is like a thing. Like, I want to get married, but, like, I feel like it's just, like, in general, like, a kind of a thing of the past. Like,
yeah.
There's not there's not as much as, like, a pressure that you have to, like, get married at, like, the age of, like, 25 and have kids.
It's not, like, a necessity anymore. Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like there are a lot of benefits to being married, though, at the same time, like, after in your actual life. There's one thing I didn't even think about until recently. Widow and widower's pension. Big money there. Yeah. Look, if the love of your life is gonna die, you might as well get some money out of it. Like so,
yeah.
That was my thinking. But and you know, the party, the gifts, all that good stuff.
But even like if you're like long term partners, like in like a car crash in the hospital, and you go in, and you know they're like, oh, immediate family only, and you're like, I'm their partner. Are you allowed in?
Yeah. Well, referendum last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like,
surely you would be.
And what if like your
durable if you have a durable relationship? Yeah. Yeah.
Or what?
Well,
if
not anymore.
Yeah. 67% of people say you're not allowed.
Or what if you're like partnered out and you were living together and you were left with like a huge mortgage and you don't get like their life insurance payment?
I think eventually it becomes a civil partnership where you can.
Mm.
But yeah, there's like grey areas to it.
Yeah.
I would have to.
I think people will stop getting married at churches, maybe.
Yeah.
That's kind of stopped, I think, really.
Yeah,
there's no priests anymore, either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Because, like, I mean, your friend can just, like, get ordained, like, yeah. like online, which I think is hilarious. And that's been around for ages, mind you. Like, yeah. That has been around since, like, the late 90s, where, like, people, like...
Friends kind of popularized that one.
Right? Yeah, yeah, of course. But, like, that is... It's been, I find it so funny how there's been, like, online courses to marry your friends for, like, literally, like, 20 plus years at this stage. Yeah, I'd be happy to marry you and a lucky lady, Alex.
I'm gonna
marry you, but I'm also gonna be best man. I get to give all the speeches, and
because then I won't have the best man issue, so you can do that. So,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
you're welcome. Yeah.
What's the best man issue?
I don't know. What is the best man issue?
There's a few people I have to pick from.
Like, it's not me. As if.
You can have, I saw this thing, like, bridesmen are becoming a thing.
Yeah. Are they?
Yeah. Like, are groomsmen? We've reached the end of our...
Any more last dating, worst dating experiences?
Have some advice, maybe.
Oh, I was really quick to say, wasn't it?
I'm trying to think now.
I think the moral of the story is, if you're in a situationship for more than, let's say, 3 months, I think the 3 month rule is generally a thing anyway. Get out of it. Or stay in it.
Or else have a conversation about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, that's not good for anyone.
If you're not on the same page, there's no point in pursuing
it. My advice is, don't do situationships. Marry them.
Yeah. On every first date, show up with a ring.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Just be like, I bought this 10 years ago, just in case.
Yeah.
Just walk into any room, pick one person and say, you! Wife! Husband! You are mine!
Me, your husband?
Me, your husband, you, my wife. We have children, we make family.
Happy.
Happy.
Me, you, happy together. Come on.
I get prostate cancer, you mourn my death.
That wouldn't work on me. That wouldn't work on me. That and a bottle of Sprite and I'm sold.
Ah, I can tell you what, it's the little things, lads. Remember this. It's all about...
Hello, lady, I bought you some lilt.
the finest Mountain Dew for you.
Blue drink.
Iron brew.
Trying to Lucas it, girl.
Okay, I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, biggest takeaways, fizzy drinks will win hearts.
Maybe just mine.
Communication is key.
And they might be a fascist, so watch out.
Yes. Yeah.
Always do a background check.
Always do a background check.
Oh my god, we never said the one about your cousin.
Which one?
The one about the guy who she thought it was a rom-com.
Oh my god. Okay, last story.
Yeah.
My cousin, she lives in Australia at the moment and she went on a date with this guy. I think, she went off by herself for the weekend to like see a like nearby city, you know, like solo traveling, whatever. And she was like in a restaurant, like, and this guy came over and she said the waiter was like really hot, he was tall, he was funny, like he was chatting to everyone. She was like, this guy's like amazing. And he like went over and sat like two places for her and she was like, oh, I need one. And I think he like took that as like his in.
Yeah.
So he like started talking to her anyway. And she was like, he's gonna be the love of my life, like he's the one. And they started talking, like texting, and he was like, do you want to meet for a drink? And she wasn't drinking at that time, and she was like, I'm not, like, so they met for coffee or something.
Oh, but they didn't meet, did they?
Oh, did no, they? Sorry, yeah, they didn't actually the next day. So she went back to wherever she was staying, and they kept talking. And then she got a text, she got a text from her friend, let's just call him John, and he said, What did he say again?
He was staying in the same place where she met your man. What was his name? We'll call him...
John.
No, the friend is John.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Billy.
And John.
Willem.
Willem. Yeah. Okay. So...
Wilhelm.
So the friend John was like, oh my god, I stayed in the same place as you.
This guy knows you or something. Yeah.
And he was like... Basically, this guy is like a serial cheater. whenever he has a girlfriend, he starts like, when he knows it's coming, or when he wants to end it, he'll start warming up a new girl before he'll break up with the old one.
Yeah, and she was his warm-up girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so rotten.
Yeah.
It's horrible, because imagine being the girlfriend and knowing that. Like, just out here.
Was she ever told, actually?
By him.
But like... told that he was going to break up with her and he was like already moving on to someone else.
I don't think so. He was just chatting up everyone he could just to have a backup plan. That's So that has to be like a mental illness that you just can't be alone and you're just
I don't think it's
chasing.
A mental illness. I think it's like I can do what I want with women. They're objects to me.
That's narcissism, yeah.
Yeah,
that dog in
it. He's just got
that's
the
a
dog.
Joke.
Your Honor, he's just that guy.
Your Honor, were you there?
Your Honor, shut the fuck up.
Your Honor, no.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Your Honor, he literally said, on God, he didn't do that.
Wait, what's your biggest ick, actually? I'm really...
Oh,
we were saving that for another one, but we can...
Little sneak peek, maybe?
We have I have many icks.
You say yours, I think.
For one, being a Nazi.
Fair.
You know what?
Valid.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just like... to that.
Like, are we talking like funny icks or like... Like, serious.
Like, mine's when a girl spontaneously does a British accent.
Which I find hilarious.
What?
Yes, let's all like, just, like, give Alex a sensory overload panic attack right now.
I just caused him to have a panic attack. I feel so bad.
Oh, it'd be hilarious, though. I'm just kidding. Me and Alex are friends.
Another one is when a girl says Tom.
Tom?
When anyone says Tom.
My friend Una says Tom. I'm calling her out right now. Stop saying it.
Una, you never have a chance with
Una,
Alex.
Literally, shut up.
My first one, like, I actually don't even want to say this, but yurt.
Yurt.
I think I saw
someone's Instagram last night. It was captioned, bring back yurt 2024.
No. I think we should bring back planking.
Planking?
Yes.
What's that?
You know, maybe it's just plank, like,
like
everywhere.
Planking,
yeah. I think we should bring that back.
That's interesting.
Staunchy is another one.
Staunchy, I like to say it.
I've never heard that.
I'm trying to think. This isn't my own, but to be honest with you, I kind of get it. See, I don't think this is a nick for other people, but I worry that I give other people the ick when I do this. But I heard someone, she will remain nameless, say this was one of her biggest icks.
She need the name for the story to work.
We need her full address.
She said that lads tying their shoelaces is a huge ick.
No, I'm sorry. If that's icking you out, you're looking for excuses to not see this person
anymore.
You just
genuinely don't like them.
No.
Yeah, but like, no, the way she explained it was that, like, it was just facts, like, oh, like, just like tuck them into your shoe. And like, and that has made me so insecure for any time that I've had to tie my shoelace, because I was already there being like, do I look stupid when I do this?
It's an ick if you just tuck your laces into your shoe. For me, like, tie them. Okay. Sorry. What are you doing? Like,
I think I tie my laces like once a week though, and just like put on my shoes.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that with my boots.
But
my
just remembered, I sent this to Anya actually during the week. It was like, imagine the situation and your significant other is playing match and he's going up to take like the final score, the penalty. And
or she.
Like, or he or she, or yep. they. They're yep. going up to take the final yep. score and they're like, this one's for you, babe. And they miss.
Actually, do either of you play like sport or ga?
Not anymore.
I used to play rugby.
I also used to play
rugby.
It's
kind of like men who are so like involved and actually obsessed with like ga and ga culture, that gives me the ick.
Yeah.
I
also get the ick, to be honest, from that.
When you think about it, I'm obviously going to generalize here and whatever.
Well, to be fair, would you consider, are you not like a recovering ga head, Aideen?
Yes. That's why I'm going to generalize.
Okay.
I think there's like a lot in like the GAA, like the ga like culture, it's like lad culture. Mm. And a lot of that kind of like boys will be boys kind of attitude. And it's like, that's where all these kind of things, you're so funny for a woman, you're not like other girls, like all this kind of stuff kind of
emanates from,
like toxic masculinity and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, because if you think about it, like, yeah, ga culture is just lad culture, but you give them sticks. Like, you give a bunch of fucking cavemen a big wooden stick that they're allowed to swing around fucking willy nilly.
Little booty shorts.
Yeah, put them in shorts that are now deemed slutty. They've always been slutty, but it's just the guys wearing them make them more slutty now. Like, if fucking, what was your man's name? The Rock,
Johnson.
No, you moron. The Cork hurler, what was his name again? He's the coach for a while. Was it Dermot O'Sullivan or something like that? I can't remember. Yeah. But like, you know what I mean? Like, but like the lads from back then, like they weren't just like big, large dudes in those shorts. But then it's like, oh yeah, now Paul Mescal wears them and they're sexy. It's like they've been the same shorts every time. You just didn't think they look good on a man in his 40s, like a man in his 40s with a receding hairline.
Who said they weren't good looking?
In my school in 6th year, we had like a soccer cup thing, and like there would be teams from all the different parishes, and in one of the teams, and it was like mixed, so there was like girls and boys on it, and there's two teams playing against each other one day, and one of the lads on one team refused to shake the hands of the girls on the other team. After the match, he'd like shake hands of all the lads, would refuse to shake the girls' hands.
See, that's just funny. Like, what?
That's
age
not
are
funny.
You?
No, but like, what age are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, probably like
cooties.
Gross.
Literally.
It was worse. Yeah. Dude, my shorts are too short. They're going to see I have a semi. Soundbite that there.
Jesus Christ. Can I put the crickets on?
Great. Thank you for that. I don't have headphones on, so I do not know what just got played.
No, nothing. Nothing. It was just silence. Okay, I think we should wrap it up this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on, guys.
Thank you for having us on.
This was so much fun.
Enjoyed that.
We'll have to have you on now soon.
Yeah.
100%. So I guess this was Girls Stand Up.
Yes.
And we'll see you next week.
Sometime next week.
Stay tuned.
Bye.
We're
Follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram.